In today's episode, I'm going to let you go behind the scenes on a new masterclass that I'm working on called The State of Remote Work, Three Keys to Unlock Your Success in Both an Up and Down Economy. Welcome to the Remote Work Retirement Show. I'm your host, Camille Attell, and this is the only show dedicated to remote work for semi-retirees, people leaving the workforce, and people working in retirement to help them have peace of mind that they can live how they want without the fear of running out of money. Before we get into the meat of today's episode, I want to tell you that it's brought to you by my new masterclass that's coming out in about a week called The State of Remote Work, Three Keys to Unlock Your Success in Both an Up and Down Economy. Now, I want to tell you more about why I'm building this masterclass and what you're going to learn, but first I want to invite you to come. It's completely brand new. Let me tell you the dates. It'll take place on Tuesday, June 7th. That will happen at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Sorry if you're in one of the other time zones. I don't want to break them all down. And then also on Wednesday, June 8th, that will happen at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. You can go to CamilleAttell.com/free class to sign up. Okay, so more about this masterclass and why I'm so excited about it. I'm actually really fired up. I haven't created a new training in a while. Now, I like to create trainings and workshops and masterclasses all the time. However, as you know, in 2022, this has been a really rocky year in terms of fluctuations in the job market. If you've been listening to this show, you've heard me talk about the stock market, the economy, inflation, interest rates. And while I did some predictions for 2022 at the end of 2021, and then I've been updating those predictions, I haven't wanted to create anything new for a while because I wanted to see how all of this would play out. Now I have a really good grasp of all of the ups and downs and what's coming for the rest of 2022. And it's a really good time to put new material in front of you. I'm really excited about it because I think you're going to find this new class really helpful. Not only will it be inspiring and educational, like all of my classes, but this time I'm actually going to give you three really easy things you can do after you attend the class. You can implement them right away and get moving on your remote work journey, no matter what your journey is. So let me tell you a little bit more about this class. And here's the other thing though, before I get into it, it's not done. And by the time you hear this recording, it probably still won't be done. And that's a little bit unnerving for me because if you've listened to any of my prior episodes of this show, you know that I tend towards perfectionism. And the idea that I'm telling you about this new class and it's not even done kind of freaks me out. But the reason I'm doing that is I want your input. I want to leave enough space so that if you want to contact me and tell me what you want to know, I will try to build that in. And the way you can do that is go to Instagram, Camille.Attell. There'll be a link somewhere in the show notes, and just send me a direct message. What questions do you have? Are you struggling with anything? Is there something you feel like you're trying and it's not working? Send me any of that and I will try to at least cover it in the masterclass, or I'll get to it at the end in the Q&A section. I will do my very best to answer your question. And I'll even answer you on Instagram too, so you don't have to wait for the class. So I'm giving you the behind the scenes look of what I'm working on. Just know it's not completely finished and I'm kind of excited about it. Okay, so let's get into what I'm going to cover in the masterclass and why I think it's absolutely critical that you get this information in your hands right away, because 2022 is up and down like a roller coaster that I never want to go on. I don't like roller coasters, by the way. Never have, probably never will. I don't like the feeling of a free fall. I don't like the climb up. I don't like any of it. And which is odd because I run my own business and that's what it feels like every day. But to have everything around you feel like that all the time, like I said, with the economy, inflation, interest rates, the housing market, the job market, war in Ukraine, there's just so much going on. And I think that when we're experiencing all of this upheaval, that it's really important that you stay focused on the information that's actually going to help you stay both grounded and help you keep moving forward on the things that are important. So with that, let's get into the first key. Now, by the time the class is live, all of these things will be locked down and things will be named and it'll be really easy to get through. But let me tell you at least some of the concepts that I'll be covering. And again, if you have any questions about any of this, go ahead and just send me a DM on Instagram. Now, the first key is going to be about looking at work differently than we ever have before. So as you know, the pandemic completely changed how we work, where we work, when we work. Remote work became more mainstream than ever. And before the pandemic, I would say that work tended to fall in kind of like two main categories. One would be traditional work, where you work for someone else, you are employed, you get a paycheck of some kind, whether you get paid hourly or you get a salary, or you had a business or have a business and you earn business revenue. Maybe you have multiple income streams from that business. And definitely there are a percentage of people who work multiple jobs or do something on the side, but I wouldn't say that we saw that as mainstream. And so one of the things that we're going to explore in this masterclass is how that model, which I call the mashup model, by the way, is becoming more mainstream. And we have to look at work differently in terms of seeing how employment is no longer one income stream. So employment, if you were, you know, someone who worked a traditional job, that would be one income stream of employment. Or you could look at business as revenue or streams of revenue coming in, and they were kind of separate. And now I think that we're seeing more and more examples of people doing a little bit of both. Now, I talk a lot about this in episode 10. I think that one's called Should You Get a Job or Start a Business? I also talk about it way back in episode 2, where I talk about the predictions for 2022. And I said that I think the hybrid remote work model will fail, but the mashup model will grow. And I'm seeing that more and more. I have friends that are telling me that they're trying to work part-time or contract or what's called fractional, which I'll talk about in a moment. But they also want to have a business on the side or start something new. And the reason for this is it creates more security. That's what this is all about. Remember, the whole point of the masterclass is focusing on the right keys for both an up and down economy. And so in an up economy, you don't have to worry about these things as much, right? I'm not saying you shouldn't, but they're not as top of mind. But in a down economy, you really do have to set yourself up for plan A, B, and C. Now, am I telling you that we're definitely going to have a down economy? Look, it's all relative. For some people, they're doing better than they ever have before. Other people, they're way worse off than they ever were before. There are a lot of indicators saying that the economy is already down and going down further. But again, you're always going to find pockets where that is accurate and pockets where that may be a little bit different. Okay, so I'm not trying to make predictions about that. What I am wanting to do is give you the tools to do well and to succeed no matter what circumstances you're in. So the first key will be looking at work differently. That will include the mashup model. That will include looking at what's called fractional work, where you can work for a little bit of time for a variety of clients or on different projects. That's becoming more and more popular. In fact, I just formed a partnership with an agency where I will have access to these fractional jobs. I'm so excited about this because this gives me a way to plug people in directly to this agency for jobs that match the people that I work with. So I'm very excited about that. We'll talk about that in this masterclass. And the last thing we'll talk about in this first key is something that few people talk about in the way that I will address it. Now, what I mean is digital business or online business. And you've probably heard so much about this over the last couple of years, because if you're hanging out on social media, you probably see a lot of people talking about run out and start a business, you know, have a business, grow a business, make it be digital. It should be online because that's where it's at. And while I think there are a lot of upsides to that, I'm going to talk about it in a way where I contrast a digital business with different kinds of businesses, as well as contrast it with traditional employment and even the stock market, because there are things happening in digital business that I think that a lot of people just don't know about. So I'll be covering that as well. And I'm really excited about it because I think it will give you some more ideas that maybe you hadn't thought of before. So that wraps up key number one. Now, key number two is all around ways that you can be better prepared to take advantage of any and all of these opportunities. And what I'm going to go through in this key are a couple of things. First, I will talk about ways to do a really simple skills inventory, and I'll give you an example. Now, if you've been listening to this show, you know that I've mentioned skills inventories several times, and specifically episode 11, I give you a behind-the-scenes example of a live coaching session with someone in my program, and we do a skills inventory on the spot. So this will be similar to that, but I'm actually going to give you a free skills inventory just for showing up live to the class. I'm just going to give this away. The only thing you have to do is sign up, come to the class for as long or as little as you want, and I'm going to give you this skills inventory. So I'll be talking about that because skills inventory is such an important key to unlock all of these opportunities, again, in both an up and down economy. So really critical stuff there. I'm also going to be going over some of the key points on your resume. And even if you don't want a jobby job, like where you work for somebody else, it's still really important that you have a resume because you never know when a potential client might ask you for a resume, when a friend or a neighbor, because not everyone knows that if you're going to run out and do a business or a digital business, you know, not everyone's going to understand what that means. And they might just go to the fallback of, well, do you have a resume? Do you have something I can look at where I get to understand your skills and strengths and, you know, who you are and all that good stuff. But I'm also going to talk about LinkedIn because that's another really key tool that you need to know that you need to be using regardless of whether you want a traditional job or you want to run some type of business or do a mashup model where you're doing a little bit of both. It's literally the first place that everyone's going to go look for you. So I'll be talking about that as well. Let me backtrack on the resume for a minute. The other thing about the resume and why it's so important and why it's linked to your skills inventory is because what happens with your resume, I should slow down. I feel like I'm talking really fast. What happens with your resume is whenever you apply to a job online, whether it's a traditional job or even a client job, sometimes you still have to go through the system's online robot or applicant tracking system will do something called parsing your resume. Parsing your resume is when it goes through and picks up keywords, key skills, key phrases, and it literally populates into some fields on a system. And that is how you can get matched with potential jobs. So I'm going to go much deeper into that than I ever have before. Again, so I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that. So that was resume. I just mentioned LinkedIn. On LinkedIn, I'm actually going to show you the most key thing you can do on LinkedIn that will make the biggest difference to getting in front of your ideal employers or ideal clients. And then the last thing I'm going to talk about in this particular key is what's called the hidden job market. And you may have heard of the hidden job market. Those are jobs that are typically not listed on typical job sites or job boards. But in the digital age, the hidden job market is different than it's ever been before. So I'm going to show you what that looks like. I'll show you a few tips you can use to tap into that hidden job market. And again, that's regardless of whether you want a traditional job or you even want to find clients, they are also found through the hidden client market. So I'll talk about both. So that wraps up with key number two, all about how you can prepare yourself better for these opportunities. Key number three will be all around pricing. And the reason I want to talk about pricing is I think one of the most important keys in all of this is really understanding what your pricing is for a lot of different options. So for example, you might hear pricing and think, well, why do I need to know about pricing if I just want to get a job and they're just going to give me a salary? Well, you need to know about pricing because A, you need to be able to negotiate that salary. B, you need to be able to price in different benefits to your salary. We'll just stop with A and B. I'm probably going to have C and D by the time this goes live. So you need to know pricing, even if you're going to go down the salary path, but you need to know pricing because you may or may not stick with that type of employment. So let's say that you're going to do the mashup model where you work for someone else, but on the side, you're doing your own business. Well, you might want to charge in a variety of ways. Maybe you'll charge by the hour. So if someone says to you, okay, I'd love to take advantage of your XYZ service, how much do you charge? You have to be ready to give them a price. And maybe that price is hourly. Maybe that price is monthly on retainer. Maybe that's by the project, the day, like a VIP day. That's another way to charge, which I love. I love VIP days. I'll talk more about why I love them, why I think they're great for both the service provider as well as the client. So these are things you just have to have ready because again, you never know when the opportunity will drop into your lap and you've just got to be ready at the snap of your fingers. I have a friend who I've been working with. She comes out from a very traditional corporate environment and I introduced her to the world of contract work, fractional work. And she was asked in an interview, tell us your billable rate. And she didn't know. And so we had a really good conversation about, okay, well, what do you need your rate to be? You know, and so of course her question was, well, what do people normally charge? Which is a pretty, you know, common sense way to think about it. But that's just one data point. You also need to think about, well, what do you need to charge? Because are you pricing in the cost of your taxes? Are you pricing in the cost of health insurance if you're going to pay for health insurance? So these are things that we're going to cover in the masterclass as well, because I think if you can get really confident about the different pricing options, then you will feel so ready whenever an opportunity crosses your path that you like, you can actually say yes to. So those are the three keys. Let me recap them again. Key number one is your ability to look at work differently than you ever have before and considering the variety of remote work options that are out there. Key number two is getting ready, being in a position to take advantage of any and all of those opportunities. And key number three is understanding the different ways of pricing so that you can be ready for any and all opportunities that come your way. And one more time, if you'd love to come to this free masterclass, and I'd love to see you there, it's called The State of Remote Work, Three Keys to Unlock Your Success in Both an Up and Down Market. It will take place on Tuesday, June 7th at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, as well as Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And just to be clear, you just choose one of those dates. You don't have to come to both. It'll be about an hour, hour and 15 minutes so that I can include the Q&A. Once again, if you have any questions or you want me to talk about something specific, go ahead and send me a direct message on Instagram. You can find me at camille.attell. You'll find a link to that somewhere in the show notes. I can't wait to see you there. Talk to you soon.